Blog Talk Radio.
We will sing of the mercies of the Lord. Forever we will sing. Yes, we will sing. We will sing of the mercies of the Lord. Forever we will sing of the mercies of the Lord. With my mouth will I make known thy faithfulness, thy faithfulness. With my mouth will I make known thy faithfulness to all generations. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord. Forever I will sing. Yes, I will sing. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord. Forever I will sing of the mercies of the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to the living God. 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 Hallelujah. Most gracious and most heavenly Father, we come on this morning to say thank you for your love, your grace, your mercies, your provisions, your kindness. Oh, Father God, hallelujah. Father, we come to say thank you for all things, in all things. We give you thanks. We give you praise. We give you worship. Oh, Father God, thank you for one more day. One more day to rise, one more day to shine, one more day to serve, one more day to give, one more day to receive, one more day to embrace, one more day to refrain from embracing, one more day to pray. Oh, Father God, one more day to, Father God, see your glory revealed, one more day to serve. Father, we just say thank you for one more day, Father, and this is a day that you have made. And we are rejoicing and we are glad in it, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. Your name is great, 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 great. And your name is so greatly to be praised. Oh, taste and see that the Lord God, he is good. Blessed be the name of the living God. Thank you, Father. Father, we thank you for the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. We thank you, Father God, hallelujah, for each and every partner, every family represented in this ministry. We thank you for our listening audience. Father, we thank you for the word of God going out into the clouds and around the world, Father God, on this technology that has been invented, Father God, where people can sit down with on their internets or on their radios, or Father God, their cell phones, or Father God, their TVs, and Father God, and receive the word of God. And we just want to say thank you, Father, for counting us trustworthy, amen, to carry the gospel, Father God, just repeating what you have already declared, disagreeing with what you have already put in motion. And we say thank you, Father, for every soul, every person, Father God, in Jesus' name. And so, Father God, we embrace the gifts of this day. We thank you for it, and we surrender the day back to you, that you will unfold this day according to your will being done on earth as it is in heaven. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. As you told your disciples to say, hallelujah, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forevermore. And our soul says, amen, amen, and amen. Amen, amen, amen. Bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. Good morning. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Amen. To all, amen, our family. Amen. All of our lovely partners, our visitors. Amen. And all of our audience across the globe. Good morning. Good morning. And welcome back to the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries, where Jesus Christ is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. I'm your host and your kingdom coach on this morning, Apostle Dr. Alfreda Bradford. Amen. Bringing you greetings from the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries, where Jesus Christ is the Lord. Amen. This is truly a day that the Lord God, he has made. And therefore, we are rejoicing and we are glad in it, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. His name is great, 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 and greatly to be praised. We pray that you will enjoy the services on today. Amen. To the extent that you just keep on coming back. Just keep on coming back. Amen. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Amen. How do we meet on this platform at this particular hour? 6 days a week, Monday through Saturdays. Amen. Glory be to God. Celebrating 11 years and 9 months right now. Amen. And to God be praised. And all of our services are archived. Amen. At blogtalkradio.com/kingdomleadership in Jesus' name. All right, all right, all right. Amen. We want to give God some praise and give God some glory and give God some honor. Hallelujah. We've already started early this morning. We start early. One thing about this ministry, we start early, we go late. We go early and late. Amen. Glory be to God. Why? Because you know why? Because God goes early, God goes late, and all in between. God doesn't miss a beat. And so we just want to thank God for every opportunity that we get to serve him. And we want to thank God. Amen. Hallelujah. For, amen, the body of Christ coming together. Amen. And we can all come together and, amen, and do a little part. Amen. And then if everybody do a little part, we can get the work done. Amen. The people was able to build the wall because the people had a mind to work. One person didn't build the wall by himself. Amen. Everybody came and they brought a brick and they brought some clay. Everybody came and they did a part. See, and if everybody did a part, amen, hallelujah, and then that can complete the whole. Amen. So we just want to say thank the Lord. Amen. Today, amen, glory be to God. We just want to encourage your heart. Amen. Through, amen. We want to talk just a little bit about, amen, the Adam. We want to talk about the second Adam, the second Adam, the second Adam. Amen. We said yesterday, as we shared with you, not yesterday, the day before yesterday, actually, amen, we talked about, amen, the names of Jesus, amen, on our call. And one of the names of Jesus actually is the second Adam. Hallelujah. So we want to bless the Lord. So we just want to focus on that just for a few minutes today. Amen. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you right now that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts, amen, are acceptable in your sight. Oh, Lord, our strength. Oh, Lord, our Redeemer. Amen. So, beloved, when we think about the first Adam, amen, we know that Adam was the man, amen, that God made. Amen. If you want to, amen, just sum up, and who is Adam? Well, he's the guy, he's the man that God made. Amen. And all people, beloved, should be interested in the history of the first man who ever breathed. See, man's great ancestor. The head of the human family, the first being who trod the earth. What a beautiful world Adam found himself in, with everything to make him happy. A world without sin and without sorrow. God first made, as it were, the great house of the world. Then he brought his tenant to occupy it. And it was not an empty house, but it was furnished with everything needed to make life content. There was not a single need God had not satisfied. The Bible does not tell us how long Adam's state of blessedness and innocence lasted. We don't know that. But paradise was lost through listening to the voice of the tempter. Relieved of his occupation as a gardener. Thank God for gardeners. Adam was condemned to make his livelihood by tilling the stubborn ground and to eat his bread in the sweat of his face. Adam was a necessary complement to the divine plan. Because in Genesis chapter number 2, verse number 5, we read that there was not a man to till the ground. So the accomplishment of God's plan required a human assistance. And God made the earth for man, and then the man for the earth. Next, beloved, Adam was fashioned a creature of God, bearing the image of God and possessing God-like faculties. And we can find that all throughout the scriptures. Amen, beloved, in Genesis 1:27, Psalms 8 and 6, and Ecclesiastes 7 and 29. Adam was created a tripartite being, simply meaning that he had a spirit, a soul, and a body. Also, Adam was alone and he needed companionship to satisfy his created instincts. Thus, Eve was formed. Society, friendship, and love. See, glory be to God. Adam was enticed and Adam sinned, beloved. And we find that in the third chapter of Genesis, verse number 6. After the satanic tempter, there came the human tempter. And the act of taking the forbidden fruit offered by Eve ruined Adam and made him our federal head in sin and death. And the Bible tells us, in Adam we die. Adam receives the promise of the Savior, the first promise and prophecy of one able to deal with Satan and sin was given, not to Adam, but to the one responsible for Adam's transgression, beloved. Hallelujah. And we find that in Genesis, amen, chapter number 3. Glory be to God. Just turn there for one minute. Amen. Hallelujah. Chapter number 3. Amen. And verse number 15. Glory be to God. And a lot of you Bible scholars are already familiar, amen, with and I'll read it out of the NIV. And I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your offspring and hers. He will crush your head and you will strike his heels. Thank you, Jesus. Beloved, and in the coat of skins God provided to cover the discovered nakedness of Adam and Eve, we have a type of the sacrifice of the cross. The Bible tells us in Adam we die, but in Christ we can be made alive. The first man, Adam, was on the earth earthly, but the second man, the last Adam, was from heaven and kept his first estate of sinless perfection. Also, beloved, Adam was not only the name of earth's first man, see, and the joint name of both Adam and Eve, but also the name of a town on the east of Jordan We can find that in Joshua chapter 3, number 16. It's called a place called Adam. Amen. Hallelujah. So that was, amen, just a little quick recap, beloved, on the first Adam. Amen. Glory be to God. But and as we continue, amen, to meditate on Adam, beloved, the Apostle Paul tells us in his first letter to the church in Corinth, amen, and we can read it, and if you have your Bibles, you can follow with me, or you can write it down and refer to it later. You find it in 1 Corinthians chapter number 15, verse number 45 through 49. And it reads like this. It says, the first man, Adam, being a living being, the last Adam, a life-giving spirit. Spirit did not come first, but the natural. And after that, the spiritual. The first man was of the dust of the earth. The second man from heaven, as was the earthly man, so are those who are on the earth. And as is the man from heaven, so also are those who are of heaven. And just as we have borne the likeness of the earthly man, so shall we bear the likeness of the man from heaven. Hallelujah, my God, Jesus. Whoo, that's the blessed word of God for the blessed people of God. Hallelujah. Beloved, Paul is here pointing out the difference between two kinds of bodies, the natural man and the spiritual man. When we look at the first Adam, beloved, in the first chapters of the book of Genesis, when we get to chapter number 2, reading up on the first man, Adam, when you get to verse 7, it says something. Amen. Hallelujah. Which some folks still having a hard time dealing with, but it's true anyhow. It says, then the Lord God formed the man of dust from the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and the man became a living creature. Hallelujah. Oh my God, what a wonderful scripture. That scripture there, beloved, speaks of the first man, Adam, being a living person. Adam was made from the dust of the ground and given the breath of life from God. Every human being since that time shares the same characteristics. Hallelujah, just one breath, just one breath. God didn't breathe. God just breathed one time. Hallelujah, my God, Jesus. However, the last Adam, or as the Bible calls it, the second Adam, that is Christ. Hallelujah. Is a life-giving spirit. Just as Adam, beloved, was the first of the human race, so Christ is the first of those who will be raised from the dead to eternal life. Because Christ rose from the dead, he is a life-giving spirit who entered into a new form of existence. He is the source of the spiritual life that will result in believers' resurrection. Christ's new glorified human body now suits his new glorified spiritual life, just as Adam's body was suitable to his natural life. When believers are resurrected, oh my God, Jesus, on that glad morning, God will give them transformed eternal body suited to eternal life. Because flesh and blood cannot enter. Hey, my God, hallelujah. Woo, hallelujah. Ah, my God, my God. Oh, let me stop right here. Ha, da, da, ba, go, ba, ba, ba. In our Bibles, hey, ha, da, da, ba, go, ba, 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 ba. Hallelujah. In 1 Corinthians, amen, chapter number 15, amen, verse 51. Yeah. Let's just go there for a second, huh? Yeah, glory be to God. We know we hear it a lot when we go to funerals. We hear it a lot at the home goings, but let's just hear what the word says this morning. Verse number 51 says, behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. Verse number 52, in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. Ah, my God, Jesus. For this corruption must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. Oh, my God, hallelujah. Oh, death. wait a minute. First, no, what's verse 54? So when this corruption shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin. And the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God. Hey, hallelujah, somebody. Who giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, hey, my God. Be ye steadfast. Unmovable. Always abounding in the work of the Lord. Now, for ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Oh, my God, sookie. Hey, my God, sookie, baby. Hey, my God. Woo, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Oh, we want to thank God. We want to thank God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, beloved. Paul tells us, hallelujah, in verse 46, hallelujah, that the natural came first, and after that, the spiritual. People have their natural life first. That is, they are born into this earth, and they live here. Only from there do they obtain spiritual life. But Paul is telling us that the natural man, Adam, came first to this earth and was made from the dust of the earth. While it is true that Christ has existed from eternity past, hallelujah, he is here called the second man or the second Adam, because he came from heaven to earth many years after Adam. Christ came as a human baby with a body like all other humans. He did not originate from the dust of the earth as Adam. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Jesus came from heaven. Then Paul goes on. Hallelujah. Gloria. In 1 Corinthians 15, amen, verse 48. As was the earthly man Adam, so are those who are of the earth. And as is the man from heaven, Christ,
so also are those who are of heaven. And just as we have borne the likeness of the earthly man, so shall we bear the likeness of the man from heaven. Hallelujah, somebody, somebody. Beloved, because all humanity is bound up with Adam, so every human being has an earthly body just like Adam's. Earthly bodies are fitted for life on this earth, yet they are limited by death. They are limited by disease. They are limited by weakness because of sin, which we have seen was first brought into this world by the first Adam. However, the good news on this morning, hallelujah, somebody, is that believers can know with certainty that their heavenly bodies will be just like Christ's. Hallelujah. Our heavenly bodies will be imperishable. Our heavenly bodies will be eternal. Our heavenly bodies will be glorious. And our heavenly bodies will be filled with power. At this time, all are like Adam. But one day, 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 hallelujah, one day, beloved, and I believe not far off, hallelujah, all believers will be like Christ. Philippians 3:21 says, who will transform our lowly body to be like his glorious body by the power that enables him even to subject all things to himself. Beloved, the Apostle John wrote to the believers in 1 John 3:2. He said, dear friends, now we are children of God, and what we will be has not yet been made known. Let's back up as I close this morning. Let's just hear this one more time. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying. Let's start that verse again. He says, dear friends, now we are children of God, and what we will be has not yet been made known. But we know that when he appears, hallelujah, when Jesus appears, glory be to God, when Jesus shows up again, when Jesus comes back, yeah, okay, what about when he appears? He says, know this, we shall be like him. Hallelujah, my God, sookie. We shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. Hallelujah, my God. Hallelujah, caught up to meet him, hallelujah, we're going to be caught up to meet him, hallelujah. I don't even know all the words, all I know is by and by, one day, we'll be caught up to meet him in the air, one day, I'm going where Jesus is. One day, I'm going where Jesus is. One day, I'm going where Jesus is. I'll be caught up to meet him in the air. I'll be caught up to meet him, caught up to meet him by and by. and by, we gonna tell the story. Oh, the glory, we gonna be caught up to meet them in the air. Oh my God, the second Adam. Can we give God some praise? Can we give God some praise for the first Adam? Thank God for the first Adam. But what the first Adam couldn't do, Jesus did. What the first Adam didn't do, Jesus did. Oh, glory be to God. When the first Adam succumbed to sin, the second Adam overcame sin. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, glory be to God. When the first Adam did died. Hallelujah. The second Adam. Amen. Took back the keys to hell, to death, and to the grave. Thank God for the second Adam, whose name is Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Father, we say thank you for the word of God on today. Hallelujah, my God. Woo! Hallelujah. Our living is not in vain. Our dying is not in vain. Our service is not in vain. Oh, my God, my God, my God. Only what we do for Christ is going to last. And Father God, I thank you for encouraging us through the word this morning that when we see Jesus, hallelujah, when I see Jesus, hallelujah, amen, hallelujah. When we see Jesus, hallelujah, amen. All of our trials, all of our sufferings, all of our persecutions, all of our crying, it will be over. Hallelujah. When we see Jesus, when we see Jesus, hallelujah. Amen. And Father God, hallelujah, that's enough. That's enough, Father God. Father God, that gives us the encouragement to keep going. Oh, Father God, hallelujah, that gives us the empowerment to keep going, to keep pressing. But when we see Jesus, amen, amen. When we see the second Adam, amen, amen. And amen. We bless the Lord for the word of God. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm preaching myself happy. I don't know about you. Amen. My God. Hallelujah. That's a word of encouragement. Glory be to God that we all need to know that our labor is not in vain. Hallelujah. That's why he said, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. We can keep pressing in when we don't feel like pressing. We can keep serving when we don't feel like serving. We can keep going when we don't feel like going. Why? Because our labor is not in vain. Hallelujah. And we're going to see the second Adam, and we're going to be rewarded, saints. Hallelujah. He brings his reward with him because he is the reward. Hallelujah. I don't care what you're going through today. I don't care what you're going through. I tell you, God got you. God got you. He's going to walk you through this thing. He's going to take you to the end. My grandmother used to sing a song, Lord, help me to make 100 because 99 and a half just won't do. Amen and amen. All right, all right, all right. In form of announcements today. Okay, we're praying tonight. Tonight is our praise party. Our praise party at 9 o'clock tonight. Come on, stop in. Stop in. You don't have to stay the whole time. I mean, we want you to stay the whole time, but if you can't stay the whole time, stop in. Amen, man. Let us know you're there. Let us know you're there. Amen. If you want to read a poem, if you want to sing a song, if you want to share a testimony, if you want to say a little short prayer, come on. Amen. It's no party like a Holy Ghost party because a Holy Ghost party don't stop. Amen. So we meet here every other Friday night. our minister, Joanne Thurman, is the host. Amen for this platform. Amen. It's a beautiful time, a beautiful fellowship. Amen. And we start 9 o'clock promptly. Amen. So come on. Tonight is the night for that. Amen. And then we will be meeting today at 12 o'clock also at the altar. Amen. So come on and get your prayer requests in. We want to pray with you, pray for you. Amen. And just keep on rejoicing in the Lord. Amen. And then, Lord's willing, we'll be back here again tomorrow morning. Amen. Same time, place, and station. Amen. And I forgot which man we're going to be talking about tomorrow, but I forgot what I gave him. I got to look at my calendar, but we do have someone, amen, Lord's willing, amen, that's coming. And somebody going to be here. You believe that? Things happen, but somebody going to be here because God's going to be here. And that's enough. And so we bless the Lord. Amen. Today is offering day here at the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Amen. Glory be to God. And we want to thank you for your faithful giving to the ministry. Amen. We ask you to consider being a monthly partner. Amen. With this ministry. Amen. Why? Because we pay. You paid your rent last month, but you got to pay your rent again this month, right? you got to pay your car note again this month. Glory be to God. Amen. You got to pay that tuition, that student loan. Amen. This month. Amen. So our bills are on a monthly cycle. Amen. So, amen, we ask that you would consider being a monthly. I'm talking about your personal bills. Amen. Hallelujah. We ask that you would consider sowing. This morning, amen, on our 5 a.m. service, amen, somebody gave their life to Christ. I didn't meet the person, but I know how the Spirit deals with me. Amen. It might have been more than one. Amen. But whoever that person was, maybe we'll find out. Maybe we won't. Amen, beloved. But when you sow into the soil of God's word, you might not be the face behind the camera. You might not be the prominent voice that people hear when they call in. But when souls are saved, when souls are healed, when souls are delivered, when souls are encouraged, amen, because when you sow your seed into, amen, the Lord's work, amen, guess what? Not only will Pastor Bradford get credit, amen, you're going to get credit too. You know what? Because it was your money, amen, glory be to God, that made it possible. It was your money that paid the TV bill. It was your money that helped pay the radio bill, the internet bill, amen, the supplies that we send out to the new converts, amen, all of that, and everything, all the expenses, amen, it is your seed in that. See, so you're sitting in your living room, never got on the radio, never got on TV, never did any of that, amen, but you're still going to be rewarded. Amen. Because it's like putting gasoline in the car. See, the people showed up in the car, but if it wasn't any gas in the car, they wouldn't have been there. But see, your finances put the petroleum in the car. You see what I'm saying? We're all important, baby. Hallelujah. That's why God needs you. Amen. So we ask that you would consider, amen, to be a monthly a partner with this ministry. Several ways that you can sow. Amen. Our mailing address, amen, is Life Word. Make the check payable to Life Word Jesus. Amen. And send it to P.O. Box 461, Post Office Box 461, Glenside, Pennsylvania. That's G-L-E-N-S-I-D-E, Pennsylvania, 19038. Amen. You can go to our website at lifewordjesus.org. Just hit the donate button there. Amen. Glory be to God. Or, amen, to some of you fancy folks, amen, especially this updated generation, Cash App, $LifeWordJesus. You can go PayPal to PayPal at lifewordjesus@gmail.com. Amen. So several ways that you can sow. Amen. And we want to thank God for your giving. Amen. The gospel is free, but it takes money to do ministry. It takes money to do ministry. And we notice that when Jesus had his ministry, when we read, we see that the women in Jesus' ministry would give Jesus money. But we keep on reading, we see that Jesus took the money. Well, we know that Jesus had money because there's no way a treasurer can steal, Judas could steal money. And he had so much money that they didn't even know the money was missing. See, but Jesus didn't take the money because he needed the money. Jesus took the money because the person who gave the money needed Jesus. It's more blessed to give than to receive. When God is asking you to give, he's not trying to take nothing away from you. He's trying to give something to you. He's trying to bring something to you. Amen. So thank you so much. Amen. In Jesus' name. All right, saints, that's it. It's going to be a beautiful day in the neighborhood. Amen. Glory be to God. Father, we say thank you. We say thank you for the word of God as it is going forth. We say thank you for the people of God. We say thank you for bringing us to this day, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ. We say thank you for the first Adam and thank God for the second Adam. Oh, my God. Oh, my God, Father God. God, I believe when people die and leave this earth, they might have been dead for 100 years, but Father God, on that resurrection morning, it's going to be like they just fell asleep 20 minutes ago. Oh, my God. Jesus, is going to be beautiful. It's going to be beautiful. Father God, when you come back for your church, when you come back for your people, we all gather together. Oh, my God, it's going to be beautiful, Father. But, Father God, we just don't want to be happy for ourselves, God. Some people that's not ready to go to heaven, we're praying for them. That's why we're praying so hard. We want to make sure all our family is there. We want to make sure our friends are there, even our enemies, God. We don't want nobody to miss heaven. Because it's an eternal place. It's an eternal residence. We don't want nobody to miss heaven. And this is why we're praying so hard and interceding so hard, Father, that you would give people the will to come to know you and live for you and follow you. And this is what it's all about. And so we say thank you. Meet us at the altar prayer at 12 o'clock today. Bless the prayer warrior as she comes, God. Bless her for a sacrifice and for a service. Then back at 9 o'clock, Father God, amen. Blessed, hallelujah, the prayer warrior there, the host, and all those who will be stopping in the praise party. May your anointing fall. May the fire fall. Glory be to God. May souls be changed right there, Father God, on the platform, filled with the Holy Ghost, in power, speaking in tongues. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Revived, refreshed, renewed. Oh, Father God, as long as you're there, Father God, that's the only person, hallelujah, the main person we want to see, hallelujah. Father God, 100 people can show up tonight, but if you ain't there, don't make a difference. But if you're there, we can have 2 people, hallelujah, and be satisfied because of your anointing, because of your glory. We're not trying to impress nobody, Father, because we perform for an audience of one. We just want to tell you how that we're falling in love with you only because you first loved us. Father God, help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time today. Order our steps, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. We ask that you would cancel every spirit of accident, incident, calamity. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Incidents. Hallelujah. Premature death. Father, we decree and we declare that no plague shall come nigh our dwelling. And we say thank you for your divine favor, your divine favor. We bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. We seal this prayer right now by the word, the blood, and by the spirit. And we decree and we declare that Satan is defeated. Amen. Darkness is destroyed. And Jesus Christ is the King of Kings. And Jesus Christ, he is the Lord of Lords. Amen. I love you. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. I do love you. Amen. Hallelujah. And thank you for allowing me to serve. Hallelujah. And we ain't finished yet. In this ministry, we go 7 days. We go 7 days. So guess what? God goes 7 days. We go 7 days. This is what we do. We don't care. We going to do what the Lord called us to do. We going to do because why? Because one day we going to be caught up to meet him, and so shall we forever be. with the Lord. It's all right. Let me hear you say today, it's all right. Amen. I love you. Amen. Meet you at the prayer altar today in Jesus' name. Have a good one. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to the Lord. Can y'all just put your hands together like we down south and let's go to church? I feel like having old church today. Come on. Come on.
In the name of Jesus.
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 We have.
We have a victory.
In the name.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name.
Great praise in this place.